post-Soviet Russia is often seen as an industrial rust belt. But here, outside St. Petersburg, U.S. carmaker GM is investing to triple its production capacity. Romuald Witwinski, GM's manufacturing manager for Russia, says the quality is world-class.
When I look at the cars we are making here, I'm very proud. The quality of products is as good as the best plants in Western Europe.
With these new cars, Russia's expected this year to top the peak car production of the Soviet Union, 2.2 million in 1985. The rebirth of car making may signal the start of Russia's reindustrialization. Anders Asland, a Swedish economist, says Europe's most populous nation may be headed in a new direction.
The oil price now seems to be leveling out, and you would expect it to go down a bit rather soon. And then the crowding out of other sectors by energy would diminish, and at that time we will see as substantial revival of Russian manufacturing.
Gazprom, Russia's state-controlled gas export monopoly, is now offering European customers price discounts. As gas and oil production increases around the world, Russia's energy boom is slowing. With the end of easy money in sight, foreign investors believe Russia will embark on industrialization.
The excessively high price level will decline, and we will see more economic reforms coming, and then lots of manufacturing will make sense.
Russia is growing by a forecast 3.5% this year, while Europe struggles with recession. Bernie Sucher is an American entrepreneur with 20 years' experience in Russia.
This place, for whatever reasons, is still growing, and it is likely to continue to grow at a pace that is obviously higher than the European Union, probably higher than the United States, and better than what we're seeing in Brazil, to pick another big emerging economy that people seem to think everything is wonderful there.
With lower energy prices on the horizon, the word from the Kremlin to local authorities is encourage investment in manufacturing.
Before I came to Russia, people were telling me it's unpredictable, you know, permissions, you don't know what to do, you know, your plant will be disrupted because of, you know, some regulations. In 2 years, we had no plant disruptions. We have a very good material flow. We didn't have any dispute with local authorities. We received all permissions on time.
So while Russia depends today on oil and gas prices, its future may be in manufacturing. James Brook, VOA News, St. Petersburg.